Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, hour number two. Coming up the next segment, I'm going to continue breaking down all the evidence of this being a false flag. But right now, let's go to your calls. John in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Great honor. First time, long time in all that radio talk. Hey, did you hear that Adam Gadan got arrested today?
They're claiming that Gadan, the ADL front, got arrested.
It was on Frederica on CNN in the middle of the afternoon, and before I turned WWCR on, I heard it on BBC shortwave radio.
Guys, will you Google Adam Gadan, American Al-Qaeda arrested?
It was on Frederica on CNN today.
Jaron's nodding. Jaron, you. It's in my stack. Wow, okay, I'll find it then, or during the break, because the guys bring me a stack in that they separately print, and I hadn't seen that. Wow, because we know this guy is a front. We know it's fake. And it actually came out several times. I should get Watson to write an article about this, where they would arrest al-Qaeda commanders, and then 2 years later, they would then report that it had been a staged arrest to so they wouldn't blow their cover. Yeah, there it is, Los Angeles Times. Adam Gadan, al-Qaeda agent from Southern California, is arrested in Pakistan. So I guess it got so damaging for him that we've been exposing. I mean, it came out in Wired magazine that these al-Qaeda videos were being uploaded in the same video layer as the Intel Center's logo, and the Intel Center's run by Rumsfeld, former Black Op commanders. What do you think's going on, John?
Excuse me?
What do you think's going on?
I don't know. The official thing they said, he was arrested for treason, and basically this guy's being passed off as this generation's Tokyo Rose. And Alex, I don't know what to make of certain issues anymore, but I always try like heck to find out what's going on. And I know that a lot of things on your show are true because local versions of it happen in my town all the time. And I'll let the other callers on. I just wanted to let you know about Gadan's arrest.
Thank you, John. The guys tried to let me know. I just got here a bit late today, and I do my own news research and then tend to look through the stacks they give me. So I'm sorry I didn't know about that. That is a big development. Let's talk to Dave in Mass. You're on the air, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Love the show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
The thing I don't understand about the Adam Gadan thing now, he was the grandson of the founder of the ADL. Is that right? And his real name was Adam Perlman?
Yeah, well, he was one of the top founding board members, yes.
Is he related to your wife? They're
Jewish. My wife's a Christian. And the big secret in this religion of freaking out everything Jewish and obsessing over it, my wife's grandfather was Jewish and was a doctor and met her grandmother in Texas, who was a nurse. And I've talked about that. And I've talked about how I'm part Native American. In the same sentence, and people act like it's some big secret. And then it's mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. People say, I'm Jewish. And it wouldn't be bad if I was, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm Scotch and English and German and French and Heinz 57 Anglo-Saxon. And, I mean, what if my wife was Jewish? I mean, she's not, but, I mean, would that be okay? It's the information I cover that matters. See, I criticize Israel and the things Israel does, but I don't like the crowds that hate Jews all day because I found they're a bunch of mentally ill liars who exaggerate and make up a bunch of stuff, okay? But whatever, man, I'm here trying to wake people up to the New World Order, and that's what we're doing. But I understand it's exponential, existential envy where anybody who's successful in anything, losers like you hate them. So I feel sorry for you, bro.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War, when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you, as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized...
Now again, there's Michael Savage agreeing with me. Because as the political agenda of the globalists falls apart, they are going to stage events or allow lone nuts to attack. And it's confirmed that terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. They let him on the plane with the underwear bombing. Pentagon shooter John Bedell's parents warned cops 2 weeks before. It's the same case over and over and over again. And how many shows, how many broadcasts, how many times did I tell you that they were going to stage terror attacks and blame the Tea Parties, birthers, and truthers? Anybody that doesn't buy the government's official stories. Now, I don't know what's going on with Adam Perlman / Adam Gadon, American Al-Qaeda. They've now reported that he was arrested in Pakistan and is being charged with treason. I've seen multiple mainstream news articles the last 6 years where over and over again, fake Al-Qaeda is arrested. They'll hold him for a few years and then quietly release him, saying that that was their cover for being a government operative. Now, I know Adam Gadon has been uploaded with other videos by the Intel Center and others in the same video layer, meaning the same video version. You take one video that has an Al-Qaeda logo on it and put your logo, like Intel Center, on it, run by two guys that formerly worked in Black Ops for the CIA and Donald Rumsfeld. And it was Wired Magazine reported this 3 years ago, that the logo of the Intel Center was in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, meaning they produced it. The issue here is we know those were fake bin Laden tapes. That's been confirmed, the videotapes. They were either old tapes re-edited or, in some cases, completely fake, not even the same person. Fake audio tapes. Every few weeks you'll see an AP article, Al-Qaeda threatens to attack, bin Laden threatens to attack, and they'll say at the bottom of the article, this was from a message board and cannot be authenticated. Remember 5 years ago, the fake beheading in San Francisco, where a guy did a fake beheading in his garage and the media ran with it like it was real? This is all done to create the perception that we've got all these enemies threatening us, but then you get the internal Homeland Security, MIAC reports, and it states Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are really for the American people. I want to go back to your calls, but I want to break down why Fox News had me on. They had me on because this is a good chance to have me on and say, well, 9/11 truth, you're discredited now, aren't you? As if the information of 9/11 truth is discredited because some guy has hundreds of beliefs, if you even believe the official story, and might have been a 9/11 truther. See how the media is all over that? And we predicted that would happen. Again, 36 to 84% of the American people, depending on which scientific poll you look at, Angus and Reed, CNN, both 83 and 84 respectively. And they had Scripps Howard News Service poll 4 years ago, 36% believe the government did it. Are they all terrorists now? See, they've got a problem because more Americans continue to learn about 9/11 and all the serious inconsistencies and the things that happen, like drills of the same targets being attacked at the same time on 9/11. That's mainstream news. 7/7 in London in 2005. Exact same targets attacked at the exact same time, exact same place. That's BBC and ITN News. The head of the drill program, Visor Consultancy, former head of Scotland Yard PR, Peter Power, came out and said, very strange, we're running drills the exact same bus, exact same trains, exact same times. One out of 23 trectagillion, billions of times all the grains of sand in the world. Why do they do drills? Well, they go hire a company or a government group to do a drill, not that they're involved, so that when NSA and Infopol 9 and Echelon systems are listening to cell phones, tracking emails, good parts of the government that are compartmentalized and not involved, if they learn about the real operation being run, they don't go bust it because they're told that's just a drill. It creates decoys or a smokescreen. And a lot of times they fund the terror attacks through the drill as a bootleg. So that's going on. Again, the parents warned. There was a Pentagon DC subway drill of the exact same type attack going on the week before. Source on that is the Washington Post. Here's another one. Al-Qaeda video calling for attacks on U.S. arrives days after Pentagon shooting. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, right on time. And it goes on and on. Remember who set up Al-Qaeda? This is on record. 1979, U.S. government set it up. Zbigniew Brzezinski has written articles bragging about how they did that. So this guy was sending letters to the Pentagon about nanotech inventions. He was mad about pot laws and being arrested. He was a manic depressant on drugs. He was against the war. He was a libertarian. He was a Democrat, supported Gravel, congressman. He liked the von Mises Austrian School of Economics. The media is demonizing von Mises. And economists, as if they're involved in violence now. Just any group the establishment doesn't like, this guy's the perfect patsy, and his family warned, but nothing was done. I'm going to go ahead and go to a few calls. We're going to come back from break and continue with calls, but this is so important what's happening, because coming up before the end of the show, I'm going to cover some other news, but then I'm going to get into what this means in the future and my predictions for the future, why the establishment is doing this and what this means, because there's no doubt that this is staged at some level. Bare minimum, they let the guy do it. Scott in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, a couple of things I wanted to mention. Number one, remember when you had Pastor Williams on early last fall? And, you know, with all the stage stuff that's going on, you remember how he was saying about how the powers that be were dissatisfied with Obama and he had better watch his step? And then you had announced about a month ago that you had a feeling that they might try something against Obama. You think maybe that this is what he was talking about? Because when he first said that, you know, to me it kind of was like, well, it seems like he's doing everything that they want him to do. So I, you know,
that's right.
Sure, Shavlin
Williams worked with some of the biggest oil companies in the world, and his predictions have come true, unfortunately. And he said when we were at $50 a barrel that it would go up to $150 the next year. That happened from Bilderberg sources. We got the same intel from Bilderberg 2008. And he said that the elites may use Obama as a sacrificial lamb. And then in amongst all this 9/11 truth, birther, Tea Party demonization, I've seen the talking point on the news that 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama. And, I mean, how crazy is that? And so they're preconditioning with the riots that will come if that does happen that it's going to be 9/11 truth's fault. And that's all part of what I've been warning people about. Before this violence started, the media was saying it was going to happen with no evidence and no history of it. So, but also knowing how mass psychology works, I've studied it, and the establishment knows even more about this, by constantly hyping that 9/11 truthers are going to try to kill Obama or going to attack military bases, there are some weak-minded people, and I said this a month ago, who will get the idea in their head from that. And this guy was clearly borderline schizo and go and do it on their own. I used as an example last Wednesday, 2 days before this, or day before this even happened, that police departments know that when one person jumps off a big building in Chicago or New York or L.A., that other people hear about it and normally try to go jump off the very same building in the next few days. So they'll advise building owners to lock those viewing platforms for a week or so, because copycats go, yeah, that guy jumped off, I'm going to go jump off. And so either way you cut it, why would the media out of the blue, from MSNBC to Fox to the Southern Poverty Law Center, say that 9/11 Truth and birthers, two totally separate groups, are going to try to go after the government and go after Obama? I mean, that's pretty suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the second thing that I wanted to mention real quick, and it sort of ties into this, is this whole thing that debacle with Deborah Medina should be a lesson to those who trust Glenn Beck and believe all of it. Will all these neocons to say that these are the same people that will cut you in the throat?
I hear you. We got to go.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's YourAlliStore.com, YourAlliStore.com. No home should be without Ally C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We've got about 40 minutes left in broadcast. I want to get into some news separate from the Pentagon shooting coming up, but let's continue with your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Sam in Florida. Sam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to just make a comment to you real quick and then just a quick question. One, are you aware that the Motorola Android telephone, because I hear you talking about the iPhone all the time for the iPhone app, for the iPod, are you aware that it's also available for the Motorola Android telephone? I listen to you daily, streaming audio right across my telephone. And it
well, Sam, you can hear us pretty much on any cell phone through the Flycast feature that we have linked in the listen page of InfoWars.com. If you go to the right-hand or left-hand corner, there's a whole listen page with the podcast, the audio streams, the free iPhone app. This is our first venture. We paid for the app, got it developed, launched it. It's gotten 25,000 signups in the last 3.5 weeks, people getting the free iPhone app. And, yes, we're working on an Android app right now. We're a small operation, but, yes, we are deploying all of these systems. We're also working on a PrisonPlanet.tv app for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So we're doing everything we can.
Good deal. The other question I had for you is, the other day when you had Philip Berg on live, I tried like crazy to get in to talk to him, but the phone lines were jammed. I was close. Maybe I was sleeping on the episode or whatever, but did he ever say where he was at with the birther issue and the court case against Obama?
Some of his cases have been thrown out. Some are still in court. I appreciate your call. You know, Phil Berg, the founder of the birther movement. Let's go ahead and talk to CS in Florida. CS, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's good to talk with you. I really appreciate your service to the nation. My question is, I wanted to start an online business, and I just wanted to get some advice from you on what hosting services and domain providers I should use.
Well, I appreciate your call, CS, but I got a couple IT people and consultants, and trial and error, we've used a lot of different systems, but I would go out and just look at reviews and pick for yourself, but you probably won't need too big a platform at first because you won't be getting that much traffic, but we use CDNs and multiple server systems. My bandwidth bill is in excess of $30,000 a month, but we get, 4 million individual visitors a week now? I mean, it's insane. So I don't think you'll probably ever have that problem. Let's go to Leo in Texas. Leo, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, really quickly, I just want to let you know that I've been a victim of COINTELPRO. I was on my Facebook recently and had a friend at a local airport. And they had put up a story regarding the 11 airports, new airports getting body scanners.
Yes.
Well, I put a story link regarding your body scanners that pretty much are the show the naked body image of full living color. Well, I posted some of the text regarding that story as well as a link, and later on, another person commented and pretty much put me on the spot. I can read it to you for verbatim so you can hear how
well,
it is.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I appreciate your call, Leo. There are a lot of trolls out there, too. It's not just government. But the government admits they're now setting up to censor the Internet. That's a Wired magazine headline. Cybersecurity bill, the end of the open Internet. I mean, we've been covering the bill here on air ad nauseum. People are finally reading the bill, and they're saying they want to censor, they want to control. White House Cass Sunstein regulations says they want to infiltrate 9/11 truth groups and others and try to get them to commit violence as a way to shut them down. That's another reason I knew all these staged events were coming. We have the White House documents that they're doing this. And look who's working with them, Fox, MSNBC, all of them. It's disgusting. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I love Jews, and I dislike Zionism because I think it hijacked Judaism 150 years ago. So I say 9/11 was an inside-outside job, just like the USS Liberty attempt to sink the USS Liberty with the LBJ's cover-up and the JFK assassination with at least McNamara's involvement. He chose the Dealey Plaza route, for example. And
they pulled the Secret Service off, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm asking you, sir, please just don't leave out Israeli involvement in these things, because it's, you know, facing reality about Zionist hijacked Israel is crucial to our national survival and freedom.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
If folks didn't hear it earlier, a caller called in and was basically implying I cover stuff up for Israel, calling too, and I appreciate your call. Look, I just don't obsess over Israel all day. I made a film exposing the USS Liberty attack, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, and that's about 10 minutes of the film because it goes through all these different examples. And I went off of what the admirals told me, what the court records showed, and then 2 years after that film was released, it was declassified that I was correct. And I explained Israel and our government worked together. And all the Looney Tune anti-Semites said I was covering up for Israel. It's mental illness. Listen, Ronnie, I appreciate your call, okay? My point is that I expose stuff, but I don't do it in a hateful way. I'm fair. When the British stage terror, I expose it. And I don't say British people are evil. When our government stages stuff, I point out it's a minority group in our government doing it. Israel, I mean, I made films 6-7 years ago exposing mainstream news articles. Israel creates fake al-Qaeda groups to screw up the peace process. You know, that was in the Jerusalem Post. Look, all of the anti-Semitic groups, most of them are federally run. And I told you Hal Turner was a Fed, and it's now in federal court he is. And so the thing is, the establishment doesn't want legitimate criticism of Israel. Even-handed, focused criticism. They want to radicalize it and make it crazy. And all the anti-Semites and Nazis do is fight with each other and run around crazy, making up stuff. And so I don't like those groups. And I have experienced all their lies for myself and their deception. Because I'm here covering bad things Israel does. I think all these big governments are bad. History shows that. And there is this obsession with Israel. There's also other camps that obsess on the Vatican. And all they talk about is the Vatican, how the Vatican runs everything. The Vatican's got a lot of corruption and a lot of problems, and we talk about it, but it's not a Catholic bashing fest. See, when you criticize the Vatican calling for world government, but do it in an even-handed manner, then Catholics don't like what's happening and others don't, and we can stop it. When you criticize bad things Israel's doing, you can stop it. I remember in 98, 99, CNN pieces going, all the criticism of China, is it anti-Asian? No, Chinese generals were in the White House paying off Bill Clinton to get missile secrets and to sell our nation out, and the media tried to make it a racial issue. No, it's a foreign powerful government trying to expand its power, and Bill Clinton was engaged in treason. But the media tried to make it a racial issue. It's the same thing with health care. The talking point that, well, if you don't like the government health care, that's code word for not liking black people. Remember Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and all of them. See, that's the FBI playbook, is to make any criticism of any government so ridiculously hateful that mainline people stay polarized. Okay? The feds run the radical white supremacist groups, and that's why they hate me. Period. Because I expose them.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 7th day of March on the Sunday edition, 2010. If you want to watch, unedited in its entirety, my interview when I was on Fox News last night with Geraldo Rivera and his attempt to demonize 9/11 truth and tie it to the supposed shooting at the Pentagon Thursday night, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's still at the top of the page at PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones on Geraldo, media sought to demonize 9/11 truth with Pentagon incident link. And you can read all the latest news and the evidence of this there. But no one can deny that I have documented literally hundreds of times the last few months that they're putting out the preconditioning, preparation, talking points that 9/11 truth, the birthers, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, the Tea Party people are going to stage terror attacks. And you've heard Michael Savage pick up on this. He's not stupid. He's recognized it and said they're getting ready to stage something. Okay? I mean, if you understand politics, when they're out everywhere with a talking point that all these groups are going to stage something when no one had done anything, and then suddenly planes start flying into buildings and shootings start happening, and you've got a government that's been caught hundreds of times in the past staging terror attacks and other events, something is wrong. It's called problem, reaction, solution, stage terror, false flag, self-inflicted wounds, frame-ups. This is in Army field manuals. This is declassified. They've done it hundreds of times. This is the reality. Now, I want to talk about the future and what I believe is coming up before the show ends. I've got some other positive news I want to hit on, some really good things happening in the U.S. and in Iceland, and the Iceland ties into Greece and the whole banking situation before we end the show. But I'm going to talk to Walter, Rick, Juan, Dan, James, Barry, Matt, Eric, and Brian. That'll be it for calls, but I can only give each caller about 45 seconds, okay? So, Walter in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. This might be old news, but here in Alawite County, Virginia, the county has come up with a creative way of collecting back taxes. You contracted a company to steal your car.
Amazing.
Scanners. They go through a grocery store parking lot, and they don't even have to point it. They just drive by, and they're hooked in with the DMV records, and the scanner just, you know, pops up a license plate, and they identify the car.
Yeah. No, I've seen these articles. I didn't know about your county, but do you have the headline of the article?
I don't. It's in the Smithfield Times. In Alawite County, Virginia.
And do you remember the basic headline from the Smithfield Times?
County
seizes cars for back taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look that up. I mean, listen, Pentagon 20 years ago, nationwide, the Pentagon built the highways, designed it as a control grid in the 50s and 60s under Eisenhower. That's declassified. License plate reading cameras now are used for toll roads. They're scanning you on regular roads. And, yes, the police or anybody, including repo men, drive around with these license plate readers that 360 can read hundreds of cars a second. They read the plates. The computer recognizes the numbers. And it's a total control grid. It's absolutely horrible. This is what Big Brother's being used for. But let's say you even paid your taxes, and we go into a police state. They come after you. I've had friends who, as a test, had warrants out, and every time a cop car would drive by, and we know some Austin police cars have this, they would pull them over and arrest them. Well, they just put Mexican plates on their car. They're just fine. One guy did that. And that's why 800-plus cities, illegal aliens are above the law. They're just left alone. But I appreciate your call, Walter. Rich in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, I have to thank you. Using Christ and News, my God, have really awakened and transformed myself. I have a question and a point real quick. I passed out a bunch of copies of Fall of the Republic in my church. Everybody loved it. They want volume two. Most admit that there's a tyranny out there, but they're just still apathetic to it. So I wanted to organize a little wake-up, like, survival guide class at the church there. Where can I get all these declassified documents? Where can I go to print them all out before the internet collapses?
Okay. Most of my films, and we're so busy in such a small operation, listeners do this. Three different men have done this and one woman. And we check it, and they're always librarians or researchers and do a great job. Fans have made whatistheendgame.com. Well, we made the site. They sent us the info, and we looked at it. It was accurate. A full bibliography of What is the Endgame, my film Endgame. There's a full bibliography for every minute of the film, every document, every video clip, every news article at whatistheendgame.com. Martiallaw911.info. Make sure that site's still up. I haven't looked at it in about a year. Martiallaw911.info. Full bibliography for my three-hour film, Martial Law. The Obama Deception website, falltherepublic.com. They both have bibliographies, but I mean, I'm here, you know, let's say I read Operation Northwoods. Just put Operation Northwoods in into a search engine, and one of the top 10 links is the National Security Archives. You can go print it off the U.S. government's own website. So, or if I read a Detroit Free Press article about how the State Department was ordered to let the underwear bomber on the plane and helped him get on. I mean, I gave you the headline. I mean, terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. Or if I read a Army field manual, you can just write down what I say on air and then pull it up for yourself. Army Field Manual, U.S. Special Forces Counterinsurgency Manual, FM 31-20-3. And you can also read articles, mainstream articles about, my gosh, look at this Army manual, how to stage terror attacks. But I appreciate your call. Good to hear you. Juan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? First-time caller. I just want to thank God for you being a voice to the world and waking up as many people as possible. That's what I'm trying to do here in upstate New York. Wherever I go, my car runs on alternative energy. I want people to know that, and I want your people to let you know that I can have that whole facility in your cars running on clean energy. You can be off the grid, and I cannot discuss those things over the phone with you. You guys can call me. I will give you my phone number. If I don't know if I can do that in the air, or should
Juan, I? Juan, send us an email. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. There's a lot of alternative energy being suppressed or never getting the funding to go mainstream. I've seen a lot of evidence of that. Send us your info. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just had a real quick question that's pertaining to the Gerald Celente projection.
Yes.
The other day you had him on the show. Yeah, we all know his projections are pretty spot on, and he mentioned Obama being urged into the Iran, possibly going to war with Iran.
Yeah, and Israel is saying they're going to probably attack them, and they're moving forces into the area.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your feedback, I guess, since we couldn't talk to Jerry. But would you even, feel comfortable saying that this can actually possibly turn into thermal nuclear war, World War III?
Most analysts say it could potentially trigger World War III. It'll bare minimum triple the price of oil for a few months. And Iran will launch counterattacks. That will be called terrorism, any response. And they're pushing them into a corner, and they're doing this so they can have a political excuse to rob us through the banking system, set up a police state here domestically. It's very serious, Dan. I appreciate your call. Yes. It could lead to war with China, with Russia. Very serious. James in Canada, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Basically, I just wanted to say about the Pentagon shooting. I mean, they got notice of this 2 weeks before. Nothing happened. I mean, what is the point of all these civil liberties eroding laws? I mean, in the UK, we've got, CCTV cameras everywhere. You've got local government, having child spies. The Terrorism Act. In the USA, you've got the Patriot Act.
Gets worse, but it's worse than that. In many cases, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, James. It gets worse than that. We have all these cases where, in the case of the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, they knew his father had warned he wasn't going to be allowed to fly, and the State Department sends somebody there with a passport, without a passport, to get him on the plane. So they don't just ignore the warnings in every case. They enable it.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries. healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, folks, they claim that they had arrested Adam Gadon, who we've documented as a government agent putting out fake al-Qaeda videos. And I said, it's probably a staged arrest, and later they'll say it's fake or that he was really a government agent. Here's CBS News, U.S.-born al-Qaeda arrest news incorrect. Confusion over militants, identity sparks reports of Gadon's arrest. Some media say it's another U.S.-born terrorist. FBI says it hasn't confirmed arrest of Adam Gadon. If you Google Airlift of Evil, you'll have Times of London, Associated Press, where tens of thousands of al-Qaeda commanders and Taliban commanders were arrested by the military when they took over Afghanistan in early 2002, and they were ordered to release them. And I've had the former CIA Black Ops commander who wrote the book Jawbreaker on to talk about it. They were only allowed to arrest innocent people, normally with a fake bounty to the Taliban. They'd grab some 14-year-old kid, send him to Camp Gitmo or other camps to be tortured. They then give fake confessions. And here it is. Looks like another fake one. Kind of like 3 weeks ago, they said, oh, we caught the number two in the Taliban, and turned out that was fake. It's psyops. But they know the big announcement gets made, it's real, and then later it's fake. But we don't know yet on this. We're watching it. Okay, I want to finish up with James, and I got to hit news. We may get to some more callers after that. James in Canada made a great point. Anything else? I mean, yeah, in every case, the government protects them or ignores the warnings, and then we get the internal government documents. The whole Homeland Security system is for the American people.
It's just sad. I mean, people
just aren't waking up to. And it's part of the reason in Canada I actually moved from the UK, because everyone else is so apathetic to these laws, to see this, all this stuff just going around you all the time. And I'm like, how can you not see this is happening? How can you not realize how bad it's getting? You know, police on the streets of the, in the UK have been giving, like, portable fingerprint scanners, treating everyone like criminals.
Oh, I forgot to get to this Friday and today. In San Diego, if you want a skateboard, you've got to biometrically scan with the police like you're a criminal. Talk about thumb scanning biometrically to buy and sell. I appreciate your call, James. In fact, pull that up before the show ends. Skateboarders must thumb scan, or skateboarders must biometrically scan San Diego. Or Skateboarder San Diego will pull it up in the news search. Folks, I meant to get to this tomorrow. I'm going to cover it in detail. We already knew this. It's covered in Terror Storm. It's covered in Fall of the Republic. Whole sections in those films about 60 years ago, they knew how to mind control people through TV and through films and through radio. Here's MSNBC. Five surprising ways your TV is slowly killing you. It lowers your brain waves, puts you in a dreamlike state if you watch more than an hour a day. The average person watches 4.5 hours of TV a day. Strangely enough, the internet doesn't cause this same brainwave reduction because you're interactive. But sitting there, drooling in front of the TV, makes you deader, number one, makes you drunker, weakens your bones. And then for some reason we didn't print. TV makes you less engaging. I'm going to cover, in fact, search this forum right now while you're getting the skateboard. Search the term TV Alzheimer's. Hundreds of studies, prestigious research from major universities, massive increases in Alzheimer's. You know, they've done autopsies of, you know, 92-year-old famous conductors or composers, and their brains are shriveled and tiny and the size of a tennis ball, but they were geniuses when they died because they stayed engaged. TV linked to Alzheimer's, PVC. There it is on screen. They know this. And so why did I just bring this up? Because the last caller, the Brit, talked about why don't people care? Why are they zombies? Because they are zombies. You got those of us awake and then those that are just passively in suspended disbelief receiving all the brainwashing from the government and the media. Now, I'm going to cover this tomorrow in more detail. In fact, print me those Alzheimer's articles. Did you find the skateboarders San Diego thumbprinting? Skateboarders must – I printed it. Burmese has it. Burmese is coming up, by the way, for 3 hours after. If you don't have an AM and FM, it'll be on the internet streams at Infowars.com. Continue with your calls. Iceland voters rejected repayment plan. We've had the main leader of their parliament fighting this. Jones Dottier, she's going to be back on. We're setting her up right now. She predicted a month ago on air they would defeat it. They have been given 10 times conservatively the debt that the whole country's GDP produces each year. It was engineered by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, on record, just like Greece and Spain. They don't owe the money, and the people have rejected it. The polls, they say, and they've used anti-terror laws, British banks and U.S. banks and Dutch banks inside Iceland, to grab people's bank accounts. Oh, the government owes us this money, so we're going to grab your bank account. Well, what did we report on 2 weeks ago that Drudge Report even picked up? We just got it from the it was a listener tip. That's where we get a lot of our news, that the Citibank website said, we're going to hold your money for 7 days, and, you know, and all this news of runs on banks and how they're preparing to devalue the currency, and then Drudge Report picked it up. They're gearing up for this everywhere. But if Iceland can say no, that sends shockwaves through the system. Greece hasn't said no. They're going to pay all this fiat money they don't owe. The banks create all these derivatives, sell worthless derivatives to the government. Then they implode them by design. That came out in McClatchy newspapers 3 months ago, five-part series. They got the internal emails. And then the country goes under to the banks. So it's like a Madoff Ponzi scheme, but they tie it to your government. Instead of the Ponzi scheme people going to prison, they take your country over. And now Gordon Brown is announcing a bank of the world that we will pay all our taxes to in the next crises that's coming. We did find the skateboard article. Throw that back up on screen for folks, where they make you thumbprint to Rob Jacobson was telling me about San Diego. He was there a year ago. And they scan your driver's license when you go in a bar, and it projects it on the TVs around the bar, just training you. You have no rights. You have no privacy, like the naked body scanners. It's incredible. So Iceland voters reject repayment plan, New York Times. And then I had another article here about McCain. I'm trying to find it. McCain's big bill that they had that mimics the UN's Codex Alimentarius rules that Canada just put in, where they're saying vitamins and minerals being sold in stores over the counter are illegal. You've got to get a prescription. He was trying to get a bill passed to do that. Here it is. McCain's draconian dietary supplement bill dead. Super news. The power of the people taking action yet again on that front. Here it is. Skateboarders will have to register to use City Park biometrically thumbprint to do that. And that's out of nctimes.com. Okay, continuing with the news blitz here at the end of the broadcast. I meant to get to it Thursday. I meant to get to it Friday. I meant to get to it today. I didn't, but I'm going to try to cover it tomorrow. But we got Max Kaiser and a bunch of other big guests on. But we're going to try because these video clips from New York News and New Mexico News and other news around the country are incredible. The police have been caught all over the nation because their own officers are going public with the memorandums they're given on in paper, in print, that they will be fired or reprimanded if they don't increase the number of tickets and arrest. But then illegals are left alone in 800-plus cities that are sanctuary. Total discrimination. This is KOB.com. Is there a quota system for New Mexico State Police? And then they have the head of the state police saying, well, yes, they, you know, they've got to go out and do this, but it's not a quota. Then they read the definition of a quota. It is a quota. The point is, there have been quotas for 50 years, and the government lies more often than they tell the truth. And the police are trained by the government how to lie on the stand. And all over the country, I see reports every day where police frame people or pull them over and take the money out of their wallet. I'm not saying all police individually are bad, but the government is training police how to be corrupt, training them how to lie, kicking good cops out, and hiring corrupt police to replace them in the system. Now, we've only got a minute left in the broadcast. I just want to say this here at the end, and I'll cover it more tomorrow. All the articles are up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, breaking down every angle of this. The globalists are getting ready to fully bankrupt the economy even further, openly set up a world constitution where private banks run the planet. We knew this decades ago, but now it's declassified in public. They are going to stage terror attacks to demonize their opposition, no matter who you are. This police state is for red-blooded Americans. It's time to get off the bench. It's time to quit seeing yourself as a spectator and an active participant in this free society. For your children, for your own personal future, for everything, you have to start envisioning yourself as a leader, as someone who's going to go to city council, go to the state house, who's going to call into talk radio or start a blog or their own internet radio show. You've got to have your voice heard now. You can't count on Alex Jones or Ron Paul or somebody else to save you. You have to do every little bit you can to wake up individuals. My films are a great way. Make copies of them on DVD. Give them to people. They're waking folks up big time. Biggest successful tool we've got. Get the DVDs at InfoWars.com, the books, the videos, the materials. Get on the street. Get involved. People are waking up. The system is in trouble. There's an awakening happening, but the globalists are sprinting to the finish. We've got to give 110% to defeat them. Great job, crew. God bless you.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.